Good morning. ABC News for the Sunshine Coast. I'm Josh Dye. Noosa rental vacancy rates are higher than almost any other part of Queensland, while much of the state continues to endure a tight housing market. Owen Jarks has more.
New data from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland shows the rate of available rental properties in Noosa has more than doubled in just 3 months. At 2.3%, it's now among the highest in the state, behind Mount Isa and Redlands Bay Islands. Vacancy rates have improved slightly across the Greater Sunshine Coast and Gympie, with each reaching 1% for the first time since 2020. Queensland's vacancy rate, however, remains below 1%, meaning less than 1 in 100 rental homes are available across the state.
The Transport Department says construction on the first part of a $500 million rail project on the Sunshine Coast will start next year and be finished by 2027. Janelle Shorthouse reports.
Early plans for the full Beerwah to Nambour rail duplication included Lansborough in the first stage of construction. It will now stop 4 kilometres short at Beerwah. The Department of Transport says final designs are almost ready and more than 330 jobs will be created when work starts next year. Minister Mark Bailey says it will allow for more capacity along the lines. Rail advocate Jeff Addison says not including Lansborough means freight trains may need to be shorter.
This bottleneck is the weakest link in the entire line from Brisbane to Cairns.
TMR has not released a date for when the upgrade to Nambour will be completed.
The Sunshine Coast Council's electric scooter trial has been delayed.